Jesus chose to make his home here on this dusty, dirty earth in a little town named Bethlehem. Let's sing about that town, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Our second reading tonight comes from Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Well, dear friends, Christmas is also much more than just a yearning for a home. Christmas is also about a path and plan that's very intentional by God to bring his son into the world. It's so good to have a path and plan that path that you can go on to know that you're going in the right direction. And that's also a part of the Wizard of Oz. There was a very important path. You see it here in front of you. The Yellow Brick Road. How good of a path that was, and how important a role it plays in the movie The Wizard of Oz. Very intentional. If Dorothy stays on that path, she's safe and secure, and she can actually reach the place where home can become a possibility. As long as she's on that path, very intentional, very purposeful, she's safe. If she goes off the path in the movie, there's dangerous creatures out there. I didn't want to put any pictures of the dangerous creatures and scare any of our children tonight. But they're off in the woods, behind the hills, behind the trees. And so there's the song in The Wizard of Oz, follow the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road. Follow, follow, follow the yellow brick road. Well, dear friends, I don't know if you picked up on it, but in tonight's reading from Luke 2, it is about a clear path and road that God paved. Not by accident. Every path was intentional. The text there from Luke 2 talks about how Joseph was in an area of the world that was not so well known, in Galilee. And everything just came just at the right time and purpose. It's almost as if every brick was laid in place by God to get Joseph to wind his way, ultimately not to Oz, but to Bethlehem. For those who didn't know the prophecies and the promises in the Old Testament, this was a road to nowhere, Bethlehem, a backwater place. But to those who knew prophecies and those who knew the very definition of Bethlehem, in the name itself is the word home, they knew this was purposeful and intentional. God left no part of his gift of his son into the world to chance. Every brick and path was laid for Joseph and Mary to make it to Bethlehem to make sure that home would be a possibility not just for Jesus, but for every single person. And what we learn in the second reading is this, and it's for us practically in our lives. God leaves nothing to chance. God has a path for every single one of us to the home that he's prepared for us. God didn't hide what he had done. He then told shepherds that he came for them. Let's sing about those shepherds. Angels we have heard on high.